long ago, deep in the Appalachian wilds, a group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons and Dragons. Inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes venture forth to explore strange new lands. So gather up your dice, your mandibles, and your livers, and join us on a quest to make absolute fools of ourselves. This is a Botched, a D&D podcast.
Previously on Botched.
Hey guys, Austin here, continuing our Viking Raid tweener. And because it has been a little time since we've recorded this particular set of episodes, none of us was entirely sure exactly where we were.
No, I remembers.
Viren knows where he is.
You guys are ruining my opening, but it's fine. All right.
Just like everything else we do.
Everything's ruined. Okay, so previously, our intrepid Viking pillaging raider men, our hairy monster dudes... Yourself.
I'm a fierce Viking.
That's absolutely correct. You guys went through a forest and you killed some people, and now you're in a small town in Abbey. So we're gonna pick up from last time, but we're gonna start with Ken. He's been heading into the main Abbey to speak with the abbot, the head friar of this particular place. All right, so you're basically just being led down hallways. All right, so the first area you're going through seems to be a small study. It's a library. There's candles.
I can't read.
Okay, so you don't do anything in here?
Investigation.
Well, there's someone guiding you. He's just continuing to walk.
Tell me a little bit about your library.
I'm just a guard, and let me think about it real quick.
Books are very expensive and hard to make. Why do you guys have so many?
Because we're you'd have to talk to the abbot about that.
Okay. Just noticing, is this a rich town that I'm in?
The town itself is basically built into, like, on the side of, like, an addition to the priory. So it's
is this Richard's priory? Who owns this priory?
Well, the Lord does. That's what the abbot says.
Got it.
Okay, because I rolled a 2 on my knowledge check.
Thank you.
Of local knowledge.
You were born here?
I was born here.
And you will die here?
Probably very soon.
Good.
All right, foreshadowing. Next room.
So there's two ways that you can proceed forward. There is a small stairway up and a small stairway down. He seems to be leading you up.
I have no reason to not go up unless do I not trust this man to show me where his abbot... I follow him!
All right, so you are heading through a...
Do I feel nervous about following this man?
That's up to you. I mean...
What kind of check do you want me to roll?
Are you inciting yourself?
I'm inciting his intentions.
He's intending to take you to the...
With a 20!
The head guy.
All right, continue to follow him.
Yeah, all right. You trust this that he's trying to lead you.
And not to my death. I think he's too dumb to kill me.
Yeah, most likely. So the room and hallway that you're in right now seems to be a currently unused quarters, bedchambers, basically bunk beds. Spread throughout, perhaps used for traveling monks or friars or whatever, what have you. Could also be used as perhaps like a surgical area. So it looks like there might be some medicinal things or some various utensils about.
I'm straight edge.
All right.
Doesn't matter.
So at the end of the hallway, there is a locked door.
All right, so here's the main priory. The head abbot's going to be in there. So just head on in.
Lead me in there, my friend.
Oh, I gotta head back to the gate. I was just supposed to lead you in here.
If it's a locked door, how am I going to get in?
Oh, that's right.
And he unlocks it.
Can I have that key? I'm gonna have to lock it when I leave.
I'm not gonna... No, someone else will be back. There are guards in there that'll lock it when you're done.
I slowly open the door.
You do that.
And I look inside without entering.
All right, it's all dark. You seem to be in some kind of foyer. It's an entryway. You don't really get a good visual.
I don't feel great about this.
You don't get a good visual of the main priory.
What's that dude doing?
He's just standing there. Waiting.
Has he left yet?
No, he's just hanging out.
Why is it so dark in here?
Well, you're in the entryway. I mean, if you look past,
it does look like the main hall.
Can I incite him now?
It's very well lit. Yeah.
Six.
No, because that's just how torches work, man. And, like, it's dark in the entryway because they don't have a torch
You
there.
Have made me feel nervous about entering a room.
I don't know why.
I enter the room.
Okay. He closes the door behind you, and you can hear his footsteps. You can hear a slight breeze. You can hear torches. You don't hear that, like, stereotypical, like, stupid chanting like you would in any video game. You enter a chapel, but...
Hello?
It kind of echoes. And you hear in response after about a couple of seconds,
Ah, yes, hello, my child!
Father?
That, you've come to the right place. Would you care to enter?
And I enter.
All right, so in this room, give me a quick perception check.
14?
Okay.
Yep, 14.
All right, you see what looks to be kind of a tall old man down at the main dais, the pulpit? Of the pulpit, up at the pulpit. And it looks like he is holding someone else, but you can't get a good look at it.
Interesting.
He's not looking at you.
Could I move closer?
Yeah, sure.
I move closer.
All right, move closer. As you get closer, you give me another perception check.
It's a 21.
Okay. As you get closer, earlier on, you couldn't really make it out. There's too much candle smoke and incense and what have you, stupid church nonsense. You get closer, and you can see that this old man, you hear a, and then he drops the person on the ground, turns to you, and goes,
Welcome! So you came from the ocean, I see.
Is this why you didn't correct me about vampires outside?
So he's going
You didn't answer my question! You son of a bitch!
In like a blink of an eye, he's in front of you now. He's about 6'7". He seems very frail. He's pale. He's got blood all over his mouth. And
I am the main abbot. Hello.
And I'm Costello. How are you?
What?
That's just my name. Ken Costello. So we're Abbott and Costello. You see what I did there?
No.
All right.
I don't get your reference.
No. Listeners over the age of 80 will, and they'll love it.
Well, I'm over the age of 80.
How old are you?
About lots.
All right. Well, I'm here to help you with your werewolf problem.
Oh. Well, that's very kind of you, but I was just going to kill indiscriminately until I left.
You know, they'll never leave.
No, I'm going
to leave. Oh, you're just going to kill this countryside until the problem is completed?
No, I'm just going to go somewhere else.
What about the village below?
Fuck them.
So you're just draining of them of their life sources and moving on?
Yeah. It's pretty basic. Werewolves are here. I don't want to fight them. And I've been here for about 80 years. It's time to move on.
I guess as a Viking, I do kind of the same thing.
Yeah. You show up, take what you want. They run out of the stuff you want.
I really don't
leave.
I don't remember how we got on this crusade to help the village. But here we are.
Why would you be helping the village? If you're Vikings, wouldn't you just be here to rape and pillage and plunder?
Yeah, I guess so.
You guys aren't very good at the whole Viking thing.
I mean,
are
I'm
you?
Still alive.
Go ahead and give me a wisdom save.
Jesus.
Save.
Mm-hmm.
5.
Okay.
Dun dun dun. Oh, and if I would have used the tower, it was a crit 20.
Oh, thanks to you.
Am I being mind controlled?
You are considered charmed.
Yep.
You really like this guy.
Well, Abbott.
Don't even call me that. This is just, you know what? I'm dropping the whole facade.
And you see him, like, shake and shimmer, and the old man visage just kind of falls away, and he rips off his cloak. And he's just kind of like an 8.5 foot tall Strigoi. So he's got really big ears, and he's bald, and big old fangs, and he's kind of old looking, and he's got long hands.
Yeah, like a traditional vampire bat.
A fucking Nosferatu kind of guy, yeah.
Sword. What are we going to do now?
Well, I guess whatever you want, Master.
You don't have to do everything I say. You just kind of like me more now.
Oh, all right.
It's easier to manipulate you to do what I want.
Well, I mean, technically, you don't have to push that hard. I'm a Viking, which is pretty much a mercenary.
That's a fair point. So anyway, I'm about 800 years old.
You don't look a day over 700.
Well, thank you. It's very kind. I forget what other kind of character quirk this person was supposed to have other than he's a very ancient evil. Do you also maybe want to be an ancient evil?
You know what?
Life is quite lonely. I'm not even going to persuade you. I'm just giving you the choice.
I think there's nothing I want more in this world.
All right, well, you're going to have to help me kill a lot of people and escape.
Am I going to have to kill my own friends?
That's up to you. You want to?
No, I like them.
We could turn them.
I think that should be a choice for them.
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
Give me a wisdom check. We're going to have a whiz off. I got a 17.
I got a 19.
Okay. So you get to make your own choice.
No!
I think we should turn them.
I think if we give them a chance, they'll want to turn anyway, but at least giving them the free will of making the decision would be the most proper thing to do.
All right.
Especially because most of them stab first and ask questions later.
That's fair. And the werewolves will be here soon.
Fuck them! To death!
I would prefer to murder them or just run away.
You can do both!
All right,
trust
well,
me!
Let's... Where are your compatriots?
Oh, they're
now?
Fucking and collecting ears.
Well, let's. Which one do you think would be closest to get to?
Well, probably Vern.
All right. Let's go get him.
And then he whoosh, shimmers back into being the old man.
Okay.
Meanwhile. So, Vern, you've been going around and collecting ears.
They're getting a little heavy around my neck and arms, but it's making me stronger.
I mean, it's fair. You know, you can find, like, some satchels and stuff around you.
Nope.
Nope.
Wearing them. So everyone can see them. Bring fear to me, enemies.
Whoever's alive and looks terrified is mostly just trying to leave and run away.
Yeah, you better run.
Yeah, it's at this moment that give me a perception check.
I botched.
Okay.
First roll. Botched. Fuck you, dice.
Hey, what's your AC?
17? I mean, with all those ears, though, it's probably at least a 27.
The ears, actually, they don't help with your armor at all. I mean, unless
there's
you're
a
like...
a lot of
like
layers.
A social attack. Like, someone's just like trying to, hey, buddy. And they botch every time. Just, oh, God. Okay, so...
No, I usually just tell them I'm all ears.
That was weird. Okay.
And you're dead.
This is how I die.
In that moment.
In this moment.
You are thrown forward.
Hello!
And if you look to your left, you can see the tip of a spear embedded through your shoulder, and you take 8 damage.
Hey, guy,
as
what's
a spear
up?
Was thrown through you quite largely.
Are you ready for battle?
Give me an initiative.
Oh, crit 20.
Okay.
Mark it down.
You get... No. You go first.
What's around me? What do I see?
You turn around, and there seems to be the silhouette of what looks to be a man
with a wolf head.
He just threw a spear at you.
Son of a bitch.
He's up on the wall.
Oh, he's up on a... How high is the wall?
High enough to party.
I wrote that down somewhere. It's about 20 feet high.
Would it be possible for me to get up to where he is in one turn of movement? One turn of movement.
No. The closest stairway up to the top or rope ladder up to the top, you'd only get about halfway.
Okay.
You would first have to get to the wall, and then you'd make it up about halfway of the rope, and you would get to the bottom of the stairs.
Can I pull out the spear and throw it back at him?
Yeah, sure. Just give me a strength check to pull out the spear.
I like these dice. I got the 21.
You do.
All right. Right back at you, you son of a bitch!
All
right,
go ahead and give me a ranged attack with that spear.
All right. Do I get proficiency?
Are you... What class are you?
That's a great question.
You are a fighter barbarian. Yes, you have proficiency with spears.
Okay. Then it's going to be a 22.
A 22. That will absolutely hit.
All right.
So D6 is the damage die for a thrown spear.
All right. 9.
9 damage.
And then I'm going to move closer to the wall, but I'm also going to like get behind cover so I'm not so easily hit.
Okay, so there's a large bale of hay that would give you like a, what's partial cover, plus
like
2?
Plus 2 AC.
Yeah, you get a plus 2 to your AC.
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right, so the wolf is going to howl. It's going to rip the spear out, chuck it to the side, and then leap at you.
That's a long leap.
Mm-hmm. What's your AC again?
Well, now it's 19.
It's 19.
He hit me again?
No, he misses. But he lands onto the barrel of hay right in front of you.
Well, that makes it easy.
Okay, it's your turn.
I'm going to try and cut his fucking head off.
Okay.
With my Danish axe.
Now, is that a called shot?
Yes, probably. Okay. All right, that's another bit. 22.
That
no,
hits.
Sorry, 23.
It still hits.
All right. 10 damage.
Very good.
To his fucking neck.
You hack into him with your Danish axe. And blood spurts everywhere. He howls. He's pissed. Anything else you want to do?
Never mind. Hold on. I'm going to re-roll one of those damage dice. Add 2 more damage to that.
Sounds good. Great weapon training or whatever.
Oh, no. Wait. Never mind. Take it back. Okay. I'm misreading my own writing.
36.
36. I did 36 every time.
40, 12. All right, you're done.
I mean, I can't move. I'll just evoke an attack of opportunity.
It's up to you, man.
I mean, that's just another slam dunk earnest right there. Sorry, earnest right there. Oh, you know my cousin earnest. He's very famous.
He loves it.
Is it nighttime or daytime?
It's like dusk, kind of. You can't really tell.
Oh, shit, I've been picking ears a long time today.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Cover song to be released. Never.
And since it is on top of this cover that you had, you have lost your plus 2 AC bonus.
Mother Hubbard.
So he goes for a bite and a claw. Oh,
he crit,
claw. He crit with the bite.
He crit, you son of a bitch.
Give me a constitution saving throw.
All right. I got a 17.
Good.
Did that pass?
Yes.
Oh, good.
You passed and have not been afflicted with werewolf lycanthropy. However, you do take...
Okay. How bad is it, Doc?
12 damage from the bite. And then he goes to claw you, but misses. So he gets you with his chompers, but not with his fingers.
Okay.
All right, your turn.
A second wind is just a free action, right?
I believe.
Okay.
I believe so, yes.
Well, then I'm going the second wing to heal up a little bit, since this wolf is a very mighty fellow.
Okay.
Oh, I got 9 hit points. Oh, 9 plus 1 is 10. Great. 10
that's good.
Yes. How's he looking, by the way?
He's furry. He's a little...
Is his head pretty well attached to his body at this point? Or
Yeah, he's a little...
So my wound did nothing?
Beat up, but it doesn't look like he's really stopping at all.
I feel like there's no way for me to kill him because I don't have silver. That's why I'm trying to decapitate him. I'm going to rage. I think that's a good idea. I'm just going to go crazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to... Yeah, let's fucking do it. All right. I'm going to try and chop his fucking head off again.
Go for it.
This time I only got a 17.
You hit.
So, all right. And then I'm going to reroll that damage die. I do 11 more damage to his neck.
Ooh, you slam into him. It looks pretty grisly. And you tear the thing away. And if it weren't a werewolf, you would think you would really deal damage to it.
I need silver. But I don't have silver. I have wooden stakes for some reason. So his head does so he just regens all of it immediately?
He's not regenerating. It's just you're doing like very negligible damage.
Okay. Yep. I guess I'm just gonna fight him until I'm dead because this is all I can do.
Okay. I mean, if that's what you want to do.
I can't run right. away.
Why not?
He's okay. just gonna attack an opportunity. He's a werewolf. He's probably much faster than me.
Okay, so he's gonna attack you. Constitution saving throw, please.
7.
He bites you, and you can feel the wound sizzling, and you feel like something has entered you. And then he goes to claw you.
Okay.
And he hits for... You take a total of 14 damage.
All right.
Both attacks.
All right. Oh, boy. All right, let's do this. All right, well, I'm gonna just attack again.
All right.
What do you want me to do? I can't run away. It's a werewolf.
Where are you?
I'm in the middle of a town by myself. I'm just covered in ears.
You're such a fucking idiot.
I didn't know.
Run inside, you dumb fuck. They can't open doors.
We went into a place where they were all dead, and the door was closed.
Because the door was opened. They opened the door for the werewolf. You jackass.
Is there a door nearby that I can, like a...
So there's an area, there's a stable, there's the front gate.
Don't think it's
there. There is the used to be guarded gatehouse into the main priory. And then there's also the door to the guest quarters where John and Tristan's characters, Werner and Eric are.
But I don't know that.
You know that they've been in there the whole time.
Oh, I do.
Because yeah. You can hear them.
Oh.
They've been fucking...
Oh.
They've been copulating with
okay.
everyone.
Well, I'm gonna...
At this point, they don't even care if they're women anymore. I think they're just...
Okay.
They've entered a form of bloodlust.
How far away is that?
It's more lust than blood.
How far away is that?
It's probably about 45 feet.
So I can't get there in a single thing of movement. I have to double move.
Yeah. Double move and turn the knob.
Okay.
How much health you got left?
11. He's got an attack of opportunity.
Yeah, well, if you just stand there, he's going to attack and have the opportunity to kill you. If he's doing 18 damage on every attack, what difference does it make if you're standing there or if he gets an attack of opportunity?
Regardless of what happens here, the next time Uranus rides again, he will remember his cousin Fjord.
Stop trying to fit your Ernest jokes right before you die, you asshole.
I got them all. That's it. I got every title. So if I go out...
Is he like the Thanos of Ernest jokes?
That means I can't die.
I can't be killed.
I guess I'll run.
All right.
So roll your attack of opportunity.
He misses.
Great. I run for that door.
Okay. You get to the door.
Can I go in the door?
Turn the knob.
I turn the knob?
You turn the knob. It's unlocked.
I go in and then lock it.
You open the door, and that's where we're going to take a break, everybody. All right. Be right back.
Hello, listeners. This is Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here to talk to you about, a couple things, really. I mean, of course, there's patreon.com/botchedpodcast. You know, we still have all that stuff going on for you. But what I really wanted to talk to you about was twitch.tv/botchedpodcast. For those of you that don't know, Tuesday nights, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are streaming the show live on Twitch. So if you want to see Season 5 live and not have to wait about a month before it comes out, tune in to twitch.tv/botchedpodcast. Give us a follow, then you'll know every time we go live. We appreciate any support that you can offer us in these crazy, crazy times. So, you know, be safe out there. But in the meantime, let's just get back to the show.
Welcome back, listeners. Instead of cutting back into the action, we're going to go to our other party. So it's been... One week?
Oh.
No, it's we're not doing bare naked ladies references here.
But there are bare naked ladies, you said.
There are bare naked ladies, and many of them are tired out and at various levels of insemination after Werner Squerzog and Eric Dong Strangler fully lived up to their last names. Well done, guys. You've just added red hair and strong jawlines and beards to the English gene pool.
That was
premature ejaculations.
That whatever.
Yeah. Maybe for you. That was some good snoo.
That's why they call me the Squirtog.
The Squirtog. That's what we call him.
So what are you guys doing? Are you guys just like naked, lying on the floor in your own juices, talking to each other?
Yeah.
I'm still wearing my shirt.
Oh, you never took your
shirt
off.
And my dong's hanging over you, the...
go ahead and give me a roll a constitution check for me.
Laying on the floor, hand in hand.
Ham in hand.
How is a 13?
You are very, very sweaty. So that shirt is socking. Just soggy, sopping. You're very wet.
It's a socking shirt.
It's been hours, so it's not warm anymore. You're just cold. So you got... Headlights are
feeling
showing.
A bit chilly.
Yeah, your nips quite hard. So what are you guys doing?
Well, I was thinking of draining this flagon and taking a nap now.
Yeah?
But do I hear anything going on outside?
Give me a perception check.
No, we're just sitting here talking about current events.
I'll get an average 10.
You hear some kind of commotion outside, but you don't have any idea what it is.
Well, I guess I'll... put on my shoes and grab my sword.
Okay.
And see what that commotion is.
All right. Shoes, sword, shirt,
maybe
sweat,
helmet.
And helmet.
Yeah, why not?
That's it. All right.
Do cool. I have one?
No.
I forget.
No, you don't.
I find a helmet. If it's a pot and a pan, I'm okay with it.
It's a bedpan.
Is it full?
It was.
Higher level. Higher level.
Well, high. And whatever I do with it, I just kind of... spray it indiscriminately.
So what do you do with it?
Just kind of like swing it up from the ground and then out away from myself.
So are you swinging up or like
up and out. Across?
Up and across. So you cascade this massive amount, because I rolled a one, of just various human fluids and substances all across the room, including yourself.
That's pretty gross, but there's a commotion, so I'd better get in motion.
Do you put this on your head? You said you were looking for a helmet.
Not anymore. I just throw it aside.
You've rethinked. You rethought that.
I don't know why I did that now, but...
Well, you know, sometimes in the heat of the moment. So it's at that moment where you hear the door being slammed open as... Vjarn busts through.
Quick, I need you to cut my arm off.
Well, okay.
If you say so.
This
What's
one.
What's the matter?
Pointing at the one with a big bite wound in it.
I got it.
Attack?
18.
You hit.
Didn't you have a spear or something?
No, okay, I got an axe and a sword.
Now... You're just attacking him as he opens the door.
Well, I see it's specific. Cut my arm off.
You're not putting it on a block. You're not tying anything off.
Yeah, I don't think
the axe will go right through it.
Just cut it right off. It's fine.
Yeah, but you didn't say with your arm out.
I pointed at the one with the bite in it.
Yeah, just take it off
at
the
shoulder. You point at it as it's hanging next to you.
Whatever.
All right.
He holds it up.
I hold it up.
High or low?
High?
Okay, you are holding it up to show the bite, right? As... Eric Dong Strangler just severs the arm.
Is there fire in this room somewhere?
Yeah.
I'm going to go just sear my arm on it.
Okay, well, constitution save.
Yeah, right.
We have this metal pot you could heat up and put your arm in if you wanted.
18?
Yeah. You just fucking make it.
All right, great.
You don't pass out.
I don't.
Now you go over to the fire.
Okay.
Now you're going to, yeah.
Sure.
Do a medicine check.
A medicine? Okay, there's a separate medicine thing.
I would like to assist him putting his arm in the fire, if that's possible.
And while they're burning themselves, I'm putting on my pants, my belt, my shirt,
17.
My boots.
I got a 17 medicine check.
Okay, so your medicine check is pretty good. Now give me a constitution
save. God damn it, how many rolls?
Well, this... You fought...
You just got
great 20!
You do not go into shock. You don't pass out. You sear the wound.
Okay.
Well done. You've really...
I don't know if it does anything, but it was within 6 seconds.
You really did it, man. Well done. It's at that moment that you hear screams from the other side of the room.
Oh, yeah, there's a werewolf.
Because you didn't close the door.
Well, it's rude.
And a werewolf comes in and just bites two women in the necks, and they fall to the ground covered in blood.
Guys,
are they alive? We don't know. If they are...
There's a werewolf.
Hold on.
They're not alive?
Oh.
You got them?
I mean, you'd have to go and check them.
Is it still here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's right where the door is. There are a couple of windows, but he's right where the door is.
I did a lot of damage, but he didn't care, so...
So, Eric and Vauner, give me initiatives.
Is there any silver in this room?
Not where you can see right now.
Silver where?
What'd you get for initiative?
20.
A 20. What did you get?
Squaretog got an 18.
What did I get last time? I think I did get... I got crit 20.
You got a crit 20? You just rolled a regular 20.
Mm-hmm.
What? There's no critting on initiative, so what are your dex mods?
4.
Plus 2.
Okay. Tristan,
so then Genesis 20 would be a 22, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, then, yeah, he would go before me then. Because it'd be a 22 and mine was 20.
Vanner.
Yes.
What'd you roll?
An 18.
Okay.
There's ants everywhere.
All right. Vern, you go first.
All right. I'm going to hold action.
What action are you holding?
Attack if that son of a bitch gets close to me. I'm going to kind of let him sort of draw focus to other people that aren't at low HP.
Okay, yeah, all right, cool.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, how much damage did you deal to him?
I might be up. It's possible.
With your axe.
10.
Okay.
Not
dead. You have lost 10 hit points.
I'm at 1.
You're at 1. Excellent.
Max damage.
How many hit points did he take from jamming his arm in the fire, though?
A good point.
One?
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm out.
more than one?
He succeeded on his save.
I did crit.
So he managed to just grit through the pain. Then it would be Eric.
Are there any spears or anything around here? I mean, besides the one in my pants?
I was going to say, I see one sticking out right
there. The guest quarters, and there weren't that many guests. So unless you guys have a spear, no.
Is there any lore about fucking werewolf to death? Because they could just put him on a spit and just...
That's,
ream it out.
Nope.
Pink socket.
Unfortunately...
It'll get infected. There's no cure for that.
That's not one of the things.
Damn.
Also, just be glad I didn't give him damage immunity.
Yeah.
Well, full damage immunity.
I'm going to use a bonus action.
Okay.
To rage.
Yes.
And then attack him with the long sword.
You attempt that.
I do attempt it.
Okay. Attempt.
Begin, that's right. Cutting off his head. It didn't do anything.
I missed.
Okay. Now out.
Unless I have more than one attack per round.
What level are you?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
I thought 4.
It should have been written down.
Well, it wasn't.
I can tell you in a moment. Hold on. I have the character sheet.
Level 3.
We are level 3, so you just have the Vaughn attack.
All right. So, Werner, your turn.
Unless a 13 hits him.
I'm sad that I'm not wearing pants or my chainmail, so I guess I have the chamber pot in my left hand and my sword in my right.
Okay.
I guess I will try to moozle the werewolf with the chamber pot.
I can smell that awful.
Okay, begin your grapple fight check thing.
Well, this is my best skill. Wonderful.
Yeah, well, it's a werewolf, so.
What'd you get?
Well, I got an 18.
I also got an 18.
Ooh, let's have a roll off from Riverstead.
Yeah, but you're attacking.
Oh, so meets
beats.
So
you beat him.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He's grappled.
He's grappled. I say, fuck you, Wolfie. I'm going to put this over your mouth so you can't bite anybody else. Or is that all I do in grappling? Is that my attack, basically? Yeah.
That's your attack, but I'll let you try and muzzle him. Since you already used your attack, and I would consider this to be like sort of an attack, I'll give you disadvantage.
Okay.
Strength.
Oh, that's a pretty good one. I got a 20.
Yeah, you muzzle him. You just kind of grip the chamber pot, and just kind of just force it over his face. It bends a little bit.
Candle over the back of his head. It's
and
stuck.
The way that you muzzle him, he can't see anything.
That's good. And I have a hold of his wrists, of course, with my other hand.
Uh-huh.
All right. I guess that's my turn.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, stab this son of a bitch. Ladies, if you have silver, go get it and stab him more with it, I say.
They don't have silver, probably.
They've been bitten already, haven't they?
Two of them.
Two of them.
There were many, I think.
And execute your companions who have been bitten. Well, I don't know. Do I know the lore of the werewolf?
No. Okay. None of you should know what werewolves are.
Never mind. Everybody kill this monster, I say.
Okay, so it is the werewolf's turn, and he is going to attempt to break out of your grapple.
Shit. That's opposing strength rolls.
18.
Well, I am getting the 12.
Okay, So he busts out and will make a bite attack.
With the thing on his face still?
He doesn't know who to target, so give him a second to disadvantagely roll that, sir. So,
how grossed out is he?
He goes to lunge and bite, and who's near him?
I'm not.
We have Eric, we have Werner, and we have a couple of ladies.
I feel like they would have run away by now.
No. So the werewolf goes to bite and jumps at one of the ladies, but manages to... So he engulfs her entire skull with his bite, but that's as much as he can do. He kind of gets stuck. She doesn't take any damage other than like some minor wounds, but he can't get his jaw off of her head, and he's blind and covered in shit. And next up, we will have Viern.
Yeah, right. Well, I guess I'm going
to... You want the big boys to take care of this for you?
We could try throwing it in the fire.
Yeah, we could try to do that.
Have you tried severing its head?
I tried. Many times. I did no damage to it.
Okay, if you say so. Well, do what you think.
All right. I'm going to try and just throw it in the fire?
Okay. Strength.
Could you...
Would it have
maybe you should just pick up the fire log, you stupid idiot.
Because you would also be throwing the woman in the fire, too, because her head is stuck. So if it was just the werewolf, yes, but in this case.
I don't. I just give him a gentle, like, massage on his back. Yeah, it was a push, but it went, no.
All right, would you like to do anything else?
Move away.
Okay.
But he's blind, so he doesn't know.
You do that.
Just back away.
He knew you were there.
My sense of smell now.
He's clawing, but he's not getting anywhere.
Okay.
Okay, next up, we have Eric.
All right, I'm going to go try and choppy-choppy with the sword again.
Mm-hmm.
The reckless attack.
You should aim for his neck.
I'm trying to lop off his head.
Mm-hmm.
With the 22.
You hit.
So minus 2, 20.
You still hit.
Don't forget you add 2 to the damage. I forgot that.
For 11 damage.
Oh, man, you really swing and you connect. You hit the neck, and any mortal being would be torn asunder by such a great strike.
English wolves are bullshit. That's what we've learned here today, folks.
You do some kind of damage. You don't know how much. Is there anything else you'd like to do, Mr. Dong Strangler?
Why didn't you strangle his dong?
Well, he's probably already doing that.
Strangling my dong.
Yeah.
Take a step back.
All right, you do that.
All right, you got the Ken?
That's not Ken. It's Werner. And it's Werner's turn.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You got it, Werner. Where's Ken?
Is he a werewolf? Is that what it is? Nope. Okay.
Is he Dancer?
I'm going to go and grab my shield.
Okay.
And then I will also like to grab, maybe with my axe, one of the logs out of the fire.
Okay.
And jam it into Wolfie's eyes.
The bedpan is in the way.
Shit.
So
jam it onto.
You can try. It's not going to do.
How about his cheek?
Jam it into his neck hole.
Into his neck hole.
That is a better choice.
I just got him.
Wait. Maybe in his wolf anus.
Okay. You're going to set fire to his butthole?
Yes. I can try the jamsy log that is burning into his bum.
I'm going to let you do a free action to do an intelligence check.
The
see
werewolf,
if that is possible.
The werewolf anus is nightmarishly elastic.
I am getting the 12.
You cannot put the log in the werewolf's butt.
What if you get one of those ones where
unless you were to shave it down or turn it into splinters, it's not gonna fit. You can absolutely try, and it might hurt it.
I'll just try to set the log against his face.
So you're just gonna set him on fire?
Yes.
Okay. You roll me a survival check with advantage.
Thankfully, I'm having the advantage. I'm getting a 19.
You do it. He's on fire.
Ha! Stupid English wolf man.
You've done it. You've set him alight. You've got it. Great job. Is there anything else you'd like to do?
Move away from him and hide behind my shield.
That means what? He scored like 3 in a row?
You do that.
It's an NBA jam, Joe.
Unanswered. 3 in a row.
I make
you
sure
do that.
For Phil's disappointment.
You do that. Werner.
All right. I want to be near my two warrior friends.
Shield wall.
I've only got one arm.
Kunk, kunk. The werewolf manages to claw attack the woman.
Lady, you should be fighting.
She's dead.
Is he still stuck around her brain?
Let's see. Let's see. Yes, he still happens to have his jaw stuck around her head. However, her head is no longer stuck to her body. So he's free to move around now. He's still blinded by the bedpan and can't use his mouth, but he can like at least no longer be stuck to her spinal column. Vierne, it's your turn.
How far is old Wolfie from the fireplace?
He's right next to it.
Okay, I would like to try and use my shield and bump the Bernie Wolf into the fireplace.
Okay.
So you drop your weapon and you pick up your shield?
Kind of, yeah.
You only have one arm?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Is he still blinded?
Mm-hmm.
Do I get advantage
mm-hmm.
for pushing?
Sure. What'd you get?
I got a 13. How'd that do, buddy?
You run full speed into this burning wolf abomination. You shoulder your shield against you. You slam into him and just kind of bounce off.
Okay.
Yeah. Boink.
He looks to be very heavy.
So much
almost
lighter without my arm.
It does knock your balance off.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to switch on over to Mr. Eric Dongstrangler.
I'm still here.
No, you're not.
Kind of.
Sort of.
Did you get my message I sent you?
Oh.
I see what's going on.
It was him the whole time.
It wasn't me.
That's how he got that spear. He was jealous of our wolf heads, so he became a werewolf. A werewolf.
Where is the wolf?
There in front of you. He's in front of you. Eric Dongstrangler.
Well, I guess I'm going to try to push him into the fire.
Okay.
Because this little pussy could not do it.
Mm-hmm.
With a 22.
Yeah, how would you like to do this?
Missile kick, duh.
No, I'm going to use the shield to shove him because he's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Get up, square around behind him, line up the metal part of the shield right with his asshole.
You bonk him.
Bonk him into the fireplace.
He's in there. He just falls right in.
Does the fireplace have a door?
The shield can be the door.
It's got a flue.
It's got one of those cage
I hope
things.
It feels better.
You just roast it. Are you going to roast the werewolf?
I mean, I don't know what else to do.
I mean,
These two are good at spit roasting.
Is there anything else you'd like to do, Dong Strangler? That was a successful push.
You must be a strong man.
I want to look and see how much it affects it. Because normal weapons haven't been affecting it as much as I think they should.
So he's definitely on fire, and he's freaking out, man.
Can I brace myself?
There is a grate right in front of it.
Can I lift the grate?
Mm-hmm.
I lift the grate.
You lift the grate.
We could all just hold it in place.
Anything else you'd like to do?
No.
Yes, but let us introduce Shield Wall initiative of Shield Wall in front of the fireplace so he cannot get out.
Yeah, but we have wood shields.
Verna Squatzog, if you would like to do that, sure.
Yes.
You do have wooden shields. These wooden shields are also Viking round shields, so he could still swipe at you.
Yeah.
You can't really shield wall with a...
Well, I guess we could just stand a couple feet back and ready actions to boop him back into the fire should he get out.
He does have a pot on his head.
Okay, is that what you want to do?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, so now it's the werewolf's turn, and he takes damage from the fire.
Does blindness give disadvantage?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And now he's going to try and swipe at you guys. He doesn't. Okay.
Stupid wolf.
Now it's... Vjern.
Are there any weapons on the ground?
There are some weapons on the ground.
What's on the ground?
The axe you dropped.
Your weapon.
Is there a hand axe?
There's your weapon.
Well, I don't want to throw that weapon.
Why...
I don't want to get near it. I want to stand back and throw things at it because I have one hit point.
There are two people in the way. But go for it. You can take one of the hand axes off of one of these guys if you want.
Yeah, we have extra ones.
All right, I've got one on me.
Nope.
I just have to pull it out of my bag. All right, I'm going to try and hit the old werewolf while he's in the fireplace with my hand axe.
Okay.
Now, did we cut off your dominant hand?
Yes.
You have disadvantage.
Okay. You know what?
He's like got three quarters covered right now.
You know what? I'm just going to keep the shield and just kind of hold action to defend.
Yeah, be ready to boop everybody.
And
this is working.
To boop if need be?
Sure. Boop attack.
Yes, I've ready to boop.
Eric.
Ready to boop.
A bibbidi boopy.
Bobbidi boopy.
Are you guys literally just ready to boop?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm just going to skip each of your turns as his health ticks down.
Whatever it takes.
Fierce warriors, these Vikings
I
are.
I need to see Viernist. It's been so long since I've seen his sullen face.
Will he love you that you're mutilated now?
Unfortunately, Viernist never went to the doctor, so.
He has.
He can't help me there.
That's right.
Every time he's tried to escape or take the bedpan off of his head, he's fucking failed. So he just burns to death in the fireplace. I'm done. I'm done with this werewolf. It takes a few minutes, probably like 6 or 7 minutes, for this werewolf to burn to death.
How does he smell?
Terrible.
Great.
It's like burnt human flesh meets...
And poop?
Like
meets burnt hair.
Burnt dog hair. And also the piss and shit that were in the bedpan. Boiling. Broiling. Marinating.
I like to think that is
piss.
The last thing he smelled before he died.
All the women that are alive in the room have run out of the room, and you can hear madness and chaos. What would you guys like to do now?
I want to take those women that get bit and throw them in the fire, too.
The one that was bit and killed is on the ground and dead. The other one has run away.
God damn it!
So it's just you guys in a terribly smelling guest room.
Perhaps I will
mostly
put on my...
naked.
Hey,
I've become less naked by putting my equipment on. And we should go see the priest man about our reward for dispatching this wolf monster.
Can I do a medicine check?
For what?
I don't know. You wrote a thing that said medicine, D20, and then I can get hit points back that way.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to get some hit points back.
Okay.
I don't.
No. What'd you roll?
An 8. Well, plus medicine, so then it's 10. So it's 1d2.
Two. You got 2 hit points back.
Woohoo!
Buddy.
I'm at 3. You I just it. Tripled my hit points.
You did it. So what are you guys doing?
Well, we need to find out where Ken is.
I'm still burning that lady.
It's fine.
And the ladies who are bitten, we need to kill them.
Okay.
Cut off their heads so that they can't be wolf peoples.
Uh-huh.
I want to go find the head priest in charge and tell him we have killed the werewolf.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys are going to do that how? Are you guys going to stay in the...
I'm going to roll investigation to see if I can follow the blood trail of the lady who got bit.
There's a lot of blood trails.
Well, that's why I'm rolling investigation.
One particular place. Out of the room.
Yeah, no, I'm going outside.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to try and follow blood trail.
Survival.
How much?
Yeah, you don't.
I lost it.
You walk back into the room.
Guys, I lost it. There's too many fluids out there.
Okay, so as you guys exit the guest quarters, give me a quick perception check.
9.
That's good enough. So you see chaos. You see people running around. There's dead people. Some dead people look to be more dead than others in that, like, they died last night as opposed to right now. There's chaos, madness. It looks like up on the walls there seem to be an assortment of dark silhouettes that have wolf heads and human bodies that are just hucking spears and axes. They're pouncing on people and biting them and ripping them apart. Did anyone get over a 12?
I got a 14.
13. Okay, you guys see over to your right, which is the north. It was the gatehouse. It was guarded, but now you see Ken there with what looks to be an old man in a silly hat.
What have you done, Ken?
Oh, no!
says the old man.
What is going on out here?
What did you do, Ken?
Literally had a meeting with the high priest, and then we come out to this.
This is insanity.
What is going on here?
I'm going back in the room and locking
the door. We killed a werewolf.
Well,
one?
Great. Yes. There seems to be... Hold on.
He takes his sweet time to count them.
One. Two.
I got two.
Three.
All right, I'll keep going. Three.
Four.
Pulls out an abacus. Four.
There's two over there,
that's six.
Looks like one is above us.
Seven.
There's two more over there.
Nine.
There's three of them eating a cow.
12.
Who let the cow into the abbey?
Who?
No, they're supposed to be in the... whatever. There's one over there.
13.
That's what I can count right now.
Going inside.
Do you think we should go back to our boat?
I think we should probably wait till tomorrow. We're just going to close the doors and hope that they don't figure out we're in there.
Bar the doors.
Maybe.
From 13 werewolves?
There's a lot of piss and shit in there. We could hide our scent.
You're right. Dogs don't like to roll around in shit and piss.
Well, oh, and they definitely won't notice that we're here or anything.
And in that moment, a spear flies by and lands right next to you.
I go inside.
Where?
I went.
Actually, you know what? I just run away. Opposite direction.
Where?
Wolf.
You run towards the wolf. Away
said,
from the wolf.
You said where? Wolf.
Okay.
I run away from the wolves.
But where are you running?
Back. In opposite
which
direction.
Okay.
Towards the boat?
So there are
sure,
wolves.
Sure, that's
there
the opposite
no
direction.
Boat.
There are wolves. Let me
in all directions?
We should run to the gatehouse where our friend is. And leave out the door.
Isn't he right next to a whole bunch of wolves?
No. So, the north. So right where you guys are. There is a wolf. Werewolf 10 feet to your south.
Son of a beach.
There are two wolves on the roof of the guest quarters to your north. Like there's a little jutting out. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more to the south and the southwest. There are 3 to the northwest, There's one to the west about 30 feet, and then you can see only one above where Ken and the High Priest are.
Well, I guess we're running towards Ken, then.
Yeah, it's the safest way, and there's literally hundreds of places to hide inside this gatehouse.
Yeah!
Well, we should probably head back to the beach now. I feel like Martha is calling me.
It's getting pretty late.
Do you guys do what you want? I'm going to try to live. Goodbye.
I'm going to go follow Ken.
Live to fight another day. Isn't that right, new man slave?
That's right.
Wait, what?
What?
You've been made slave?
Oh, let's go inside.
Aren't we all just slaves?
Hey.
To the music.
To the rhythm.
They called you Cat Ken. Go inside with me now.
And I do.
Can't go in with them?
I follow.
The gatehouse is open if you guys want to go.
Going.
If anyone's going to close it in two rounds.
Yeah, I'm going.
All in one round. Oh, you guys are all in?
He closes the gate.
All right.
So we should probably head to the secret escape through the abbey.
Yes, that seems like a wonderful plan.
Okay.
I don't know about this whole arrangement, but I'm just following along. I got one arm.
Could it be any worse?
Hey, why do you have only one arm? That looks like a recent wound.
Yeah, did you want me to make an arm out of all those ears? I can do that.
It'd just be rubbery. There's probably not enough bone in here to make a whole arm.
You'd be surprised.
No, I got bit, so I cut it off before I got infected.
Wait, you got bitten by a werewolf?
And then I cut it off right away. It wasn't even around.
Yeah, I guess that's how AIDS work.
Yeah.
I cut my dick off right when I found out.
Well, there's
there's
a difference between finding out and right when it happens.
Actually, I'd like to say he kind of came in with the wound, and it was a few seconds before we cut
six
his arm
seconds.
Off. So who knows how long it was before he was bitten because he was running down the hallway.
6 seconds.
That is true.
You're going to need to roll that one.
What am I rolling?
Who's rolling? Only one person is deceiving or saying something right now.
I'm deceiving?
Are you?
No, I'm pretty sure that's how infections work.
So, who's doing what? You're just telling him that it's fine?
It's fine. I feel fine.
So you're persuading him?
Am I? I'm just telling him what I think. I cut it off.
Wouldn't that be that you believe it so you're trying to persuade him?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't.
No. You don't.
I don't.
Absolutely.
That's absolutely not how this works.
I'm scratching my ear with my back leg while telling him it's okay, tongue hanging out of my mouth. I don't know anywhere in the lore where it says if you cut it off.
It doesn't work like that.
That's not how it works.
It works for zombies.
This is not The Walking Dead.
Those aren't... What is... No. Those are... So...
It's a disease. I bite him.
You bite the high priest?
I do.
Okay.
I go to
make
bite
a bite attack.
Ha ha! 22.
Okay. Let me just figure out what is.
Great, now you got it too. So you will help me, you son of a bitch.
You said 22?
Yeah.
Okay. You hit. You do one. You bite him and he's like, oh! Ow!
That was definitely really painful.
We're in the same boat now.
You should probably stop doing that.
There you go. We're in the same boat, buddy.
Yeah, I'm not cutting off my arm.
All right. Well, then we'll just see.
He's infected.
You're also a human, and you didn't break the skin.
Yeah, you're just going to bite my robe.
You can totally bite the skin if you bite a person.
Yeah, but
he's got robes on, and you're not a werewolf. You're a human.
You're just a person who has one arm that will become a werewolf the next
full
moon.
We've told you about biting people before, Viren.
Where's his spray bottle? Spray him.
Get him. Bad dog.
I saw it in that Jack Nicholson movie.
And it
works.
I shake my coins at him.
I'm going to go.
And he just walks away.
I follow.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go to that secret escape corridor.
Yeah, I do.
All right. So you guys are heading through the main hallway here to your left.
So to our left is the study. Sorry, I wouldn't really tell you about the place, but I never get to talk to newcomers.
We don't know what you're saying.
That's true. We don't speak their language.
No, that's right. They don't.
Translate
for me. I'm supposed to translate. I forgot about this.
You're translating.
It's the nerd
room.
Ken,
would you tell this stupid idiot we should run now? instead of pointing at the doors that
he's
we're not
just,
going through.
He's just calmly pointing at things. And
so that over there, that bench was given to us by the great Roman athlete.
That's where he gets his fuck on.
Crocolus.
What is this, a tour? We need to leave.
Ken, did he tell you where the secret door is?
Well, yeah, I know exactly where it is, but it's kind of rude.
Now we kill him.
Okay,
yes, let's just chop his face off and steal his golden cross. Did he tell you where the golden cross is?
No, he didn't tell you where the golden cross is.
Now down there is where the brewing is all done.
So that's
we
where...
we make a lot of really light ABV drinking beers.
That's where the fuck potions are. Where they make beer.
Ooh.
But I guess we don't want a tour now, do we, boys?
What did you want? I mean, if we want to tour the brewing facilities, we can all get free samples.
Free samples at the end.
No, they don't want it. Okay. So we'll go through the monk's quarters.
We're going through the monk's quarters.
All right. Well, as we do, I'm going to look for valuable things, because this is a raid.
Perception. Tony Shaloub.
14.
It's not really, no one really lives in here. This is kind of an extra bunking room.
Are there any flagons of ale?
No.
No one lives there.
Unfilled growlers.
Wait, Chug? There seems to be some kind of chest at the foot of every bed.
They're all empty.
What's in it?
They're closed.
God damn it.
Do you open it?
I open one of them.
It's empty.
Fuck this, let's leave.
Okay.
Hinge is my worst enemy.
And now we're going to have to go through the abbey.
We're going through the abbey now.
What the fuck is an abbey? Isn't that the lady I put babies into?
Baby. One of them.
I thought it was a road.
I hate you.
I hate everything about that. It's bad. All right, so we're going to have to go up to the main pew. Someone's going to have to tug on the large golden cross. I don't really want to do that.
I'll tug on it real hard.
Okay. Strength.
And then sever it as well. Afterwards. 26.
You do that.
Or sorry, no way. That's my attack modifier.
Quite 24. Easily. Yeah. No, yeah. You just... Yep. You pull on it, and you hear a ka-thunk, and a wooden part of the floor just kind of falls down and becomes like a ramp into the darkness.
I'd also like to break off the wooden cross, or the golden cross.
Yeah, you... Yeah.
It's mine.
It's accomplished. You've done it.
All right, so before we go, we should probably kill this one because he's still infected.
Ken, what did you say?
We'll be earnest.
22.
I'll see you back in school.
Does that hit?
Yeah.
You don't know what he said.
Oh, I bring my axe up.
The head damage. Priest just kind of gestures at Viern, and they just instantly just go, oh, okay, and murder him. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I mean, Eric saw me bring up my axe, and he didn't have to ask twice.
Okay.
It's expected.
You're downed?
Yeah, babe.
Okay.
Well, I'm down. Yeah, I guess
I decapitate him with a 19!
Yeah.
Okay.
I decapitate him!
He's dead!
Yay!
Well done! Now we have to set fire to the corpse!
Now my ghost can haunt you.
It's okay, I don't believe in ghosts.
Also, real quick, hey you, with the axe!
And he looks at Eric.
I don't have an axe.
No, what do you have?
A sword.
A sword? Alright.
You with a sword! Make a wisdom save!
No.
And then, Farner, wisdom save
yes.
for me.
A 5.
What did you get?
A 5.
Okay.
Hold on, didn't I roll a 5 as well?
This is perfect.
I think so.
Well, all right, now that we're all here and you're all my, willing thralls.
He shimmers and becomes a very tall, hairless, Strigoi-like creature.
So, we should probably head down into the secret chambers where I can enter my coffin and we can all leave and go hunt somewhere else.
Does this mean we are Draugr?
No, you're my vampire thralls.
Sweet.
Unless I, like, hurt you or something and then you get to save and fight against me, but we're all just kind of buddies now.
I changed my name to Guillermo.
And I've changed my name to Hermo.
I'm sticking with Sveartog.
Do we still get to light this one on fire?
Yes.
And I piss on him.
Light him up.
That's okay. My ghost can't feel it.
I can't hear you because you're not real.
I'll be with you always.
And I'd like each of you to make a hug check as this ancient Sturgoy vampire envelops you in his wingalings.
Strength?
What kind of check is that?
What do you think a hug check would be?
Strength.
Like, is it a hug? Or are you trying to noodle your way in there?
It's obviously
are you really
dexterity
just trying
and charisma.
To feel good?
Survival.
Athletics?
Medicine.
It's up to you. What do you?
Medicine.
How do you hug?
Strong.
You hug strong with strength?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
19.
Very strong.
21.
So strong. Well, how do you hug?
Stronger than that?
Ooh, you so strong.
You are such strong boy.
You can tell by the voice how strong I'm going to be.
And Squirtzog, how do you hug?
I hug with charisma.
With his pee-pee. You'll
with
see.
An 18.
It wraps around.
It's going to wrap around them lips.
If my sexual organs hadn't fallen off 2 centuries ago, I would be quite aroused.
And he hug-a-lugs you and jumps down the hole where you guys go down a nice winding path and fall into a coffin that's got wheels on it that goes down a massive Rube Goldberg device like you're going into the Batcave. And then you guys travel the world, and maybe some of you become vampires, others don't. You kill a lot of people, and
But did Viernus rise again?
The bloodline of Viern ended.
Not Viern, Viernus.
Viernus. Yeah, he did. He did ride
great.
Again. That was his brother, right?
Brother, cousin, whatever.
Brother, cousin?
Brother,
his blood
cousin.
Relation. He did ride again.
Good. Good.
That's where we're calling it. If you guys couldn't tell, there's nothing else I have for this.
You can
campaign.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by the Patreon producers. His Lord and Magistry, Big Jim, Zucari King, who is Steve the Nux, Skinnerd, Chris Wisdom, Sticky, Shanta Panda, Lousy Apples, Daniel H., Big John, and Sparkle Brony 69. If you want to help support the show, head on over to patreon.com/botchpodcast. If you have a moment, please head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. It really helps the show grow. Thank you to Gozer for our intro and outro music. And as always...
And as always, when you fling your bedpan full of shit and piss across the room, only to jam it on your nearest opponent's head, scream botched, and we'll smell it.
See you next week, nerds.
Botch Podcast is proudly part of the Giant Size Team Up Network. For more shows like ours, head on over to www.giantsizeteamup.com.
I believe Abby is one of the ladies. All the English ladies. All the English ladies. Would you put your hams up, please? Hams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it? Hams.
Because they're thick.